Merry Horm. I mean, Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the holiday edition. Now, this season, Big D is going to tackle some holiday horror favorites and some that may just be horrible. Enjoy the show while you can.
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned.
Welcome to an extraordinary world filled with magic and wonder. Open your mind and let yourself go. To a place where every day is Halloween and every night Jack Skellington.
I am the Pumpkin King!
Dreams of something different.
What is this?
It's someplace new.
Jack, look out! Whoa!
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair.
What is this?
Haven't you heard of peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
Touchstone Pictures presents the enchanting story of two very special dreamers and the holiday spirit that brought them together. From the imagination of Tim Burton comes The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And what did Santa bring you, honey?
Hello and welcome back to another Halloween stealing. Oh, wait, no, I messed it up. Hold on. Start over. Scratch that. Hello and welcome back to another Christmas stealing and Halloween. Wait, no. What did I say it was going to be? Halloween.
Stealing.
Halloween invading.
Halloween.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to another Halloween invading and Christmas stealing episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, today, this is going to be the first Christmas episode of Guess What? You're Wrong for the Christmas season, the holiday season coming up. Now, what I like to do is focus mainly on some Christmas horror. But for the first episode, we're going to tone it down a little bit and make it a little bit more kid-friendly. And with me along for the ride on this one is So-So. How you doing, So-So?
Good.
Yeah. Doing good. Now, we are going to cover something that's a kid-friendly movie that can also be, that can be a Halloween movie, right? Or it could be a Christmas movie, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be covering from 1993, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Right?
Yeah.
Now, for anybody out there that hasn't seen this one yet, it's from 1993. Come on. Get with the program and watch this movie. Now, this was actually put out by Disney. So this was put out back when Disney was actually good. It's not filled with some of that crap that they're putting out now. Right, So-So?
Yeah, but I don't get it. It's the same thing.
All right, a brief synopsis. Jack Skellington, the king of Halloween Town, discovers Christmas Town. But his attempts to bring Christmas to his home causes confusion. I guess that's pretty accurate a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It was directed by Henry Selick, written by Tim Burton, the Tim Burton, Michael McDowell, and Caroline Thomas. Now, this movie does star Danny Elfman as the Pumpkin King himself, Jack Skellington. Wait, hold on.
his singing voice. So whenever Jack is singing, it's this guy right here, Danny Elfman.
Oh, so when he's singing?
Yeah, it's that guy. Now, it's Chris Sarandon in his normal talking voice, and we have Catherine O'Hara, who plays Sally. And that's her right there. William Hickey plays Dr. Finkelstein. I mean, there's Glenn Shaddix plays the mayor. Paul Rubens plays Locke. Now, Paul Rubens, so you might not know who Paul Rubens is, but he was also known by Pee-wee Herman.
Who's Pee-wee Herman?
Exactly. And, of course, Ken Page played Oogie Boogie. So let's go ahead and get right into this movie here. So, how long ago do you remember seeing this movie? You're not very old, are you?
I'm only 8.
You're only 8. Ooh. Wow. 8 years old. So when's the first time you saw this movie? Do you remember?
No. I remember it was in the old house, though.
The old house?
Yeah.
Which house? How many houses? We were in Florida still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were still in Florida. Now, of course, I'm a horror freak, so I try and get my kids watching stuff from horror. And we have, on my media server, I have this file that's called Kid Friendly Halloween, right?
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of cool stuff in it. And the good thing about Nightmare Before Christmas is it's in my Kid Friendly Halloween file, and it's also in my Christmas movies file.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can watch it in both seasons, right?
Mm-hmm. It's Halloween and Christmas.
So, what's the best thing that you like about this movie?
I think I like the part where Sally and she was grabbing those poison things and then put it in that soup.
Oh, the poison herbs, and she was trying to get Dr. Finkelstein because she wanted to get free, right?
Yes.
Because he made her. So he's like, I made you. You got to stay with me. You're not going anywhere. And she wanted to get out.
Yeah.
You think she was in love with Jack Skellington?
Yeah.
Was she the Pumpkin King?
Yeah.
She was, huh? She just wanted to get out. But he wouldn't. Dr. Finkelstein was like, no. So she poisoned him, which knocks him out, basically. And what does he end up doing at the end? Kind of realizes that
he kind of makes a copy of himself,
but it's a girl.
Yes.
Yeah. And because he realizes, well, Sally's not going to hang out with me no more. She wants to go out, right?
Yeah.
So he makes his own. Now, you know, Tim Burton has said that the original poem was inspired after seeing Halloween merchandise displays in a store being taken down and replaced by a Christmas display. That's something that happens right now. Halloween wasn't even over with yet, but at the stores, they were already putting up Christmas stuff. It wasn't even Thanksgiving or nothing.
Well, that's what happens in our stores. Christmas is all over the place.
I know, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
We haven't even gone through Thanksgiving yet.
I know. We should have had Halloween a little bit longer. You think so?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. More trick-or-treating and maybe more costumes and more scary stuff.
Yeah, and more candy because I'm running low.
Yeah. You're running low now?
Yep.
Wow. So, I remember watching this. This came out in 1993. You know, this is the year that I graduated from high school in 1993.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember watching this when it came out on a date night. I was going out on a date with my girlfriend at the time. And we went to the movie theater and we saw this. And I thought it was great. Now, it's Tim Burton. So, you guys will recognize that there's a lot of similarities. I mean, a lot of stuff that Tim Burton does. He has a special... he has a style, a visual style. You know, when he did Edward Scissorhands, you know, the angles of the houses and everything. Even like when he did Beetlejuice, you know, the sandworms in this movie, Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack has a lot of these little things that look like sandworms from Beetlejuice. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And the color tones, the stripes. He was big into that. So, tell me what you thought about Sally.
Well, I really like her because, you know, that guy that was, like, trying to stay with her? Well, she can, like, undo any part of her body so she can get away.
Oh, yeah, because she could just unsew her arms and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now, what did you think about the songs that were in this? Because they sing a lot of songs, huh?
Yeah, I really like them.
What's the best song you like?
Mm, the one with the boogeyman.
He's the Oogie Boogie. That one was pretty cool. Oogie Boogie. Oogie Boogie is one of those characters in this movie here where you kind of, you don't want to like him because he's bad, but he sings kind of cool, huh?
Yeah. It's like, and you don't want to like him because he's bad, but he's interesting.
Yeah, he dances. And what's he filled with?
Bugs.
Yeah, because at the end, Jack grabs that thread.
Yeah, and then all of his skin comes undone, and he's bugs, basically.
Bugs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, while Danny Elfman was chosen to voice Jack Skellington, it was felt that his singing voice was great, but his speaking voice was just too wooden and stiff. So they brought in Chris Sarandon. They cast him as Jack's voice because he closely matched Danny Elfman. They sounded a little bit alike. Did you know that?
No.
I know you didn't know that. But I'm telling you.
I know who you're talking about.
Did you know? You know who Zero is, right?
Yes.
Who's Zero?
A cute little ghost puppy.
Yeah, and he's got the glowing nose. Did you notice that his nose is actually a little glowing pumpkin?
Mm, it is?
Yeah, it's a little glowing pumpkin.
Wow, unique.
Unique. Now, there was, I can't remember that. What's the name of the other movie that we watched? Frank, what was that? The dog?
Frankenweenie.
That was also, I think that was also done by Tim Burton, wasn't it?
I think
Let's
so.
Let's take a look real fast.
Yeah.
Look at that. Google's listening to me. Frankenweenie came out in 2012. Has Martin Short, Winona Ryder. We're not talking about that movie though, but I just kind of want to get into that a little bit because there's some, there's a little bit of talk about characters in Frankenweenie and how they come over to The Nightmare Before Christmas. Frankenweenie was done by Tim Burton, but Frankenweenie is about a kid and his dog, right?
Yeah.
So, in The Nightmare Before Christmas, it's about a man and his dog. They're both dead.
Yes.
So there's kind of similarities there. You think so?
Yeah.
Frankenweenie was a good movie too, though, right?
Yeah, it was good too.
I liked Frankenweenie. So tell me, So-So, how does Jack find Christmas Town?
Well,
remember that?
Let's see. He walks through the forest, and then when he wakes up, he finds these trees that have Easter and everything on it.
Oh, the trees have doors, right? And they go to the different lands. Now, he's a little upset, right? Because he's kind of getting bummed out. He's like, I'm the Halloween king. You know, I'm the pumpkin king. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's kind of getting bored of Halloween, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's looking for something. This is going for something to do that's exciting and fun, something different, right? That's why when he finds the doors and the trees, he's like, oh, yes. And he discovers Christmas Town.
Yes.
And he just tries to copy Santa Claus. Yep. Like, they don't call him Santa Claus. They call him Sandy Claus. Like, Claus. They don't know that it's Santa Claus. They think it's Sandy Claus. That's a little bit weird too, huh?
Yeah.
So then, you know, Jack goes about trying to make his own version of Christmas, right?
Yep.
How does that turn out?
Not that good.
No. What kind of reindeer do they have? Do they have reindeer?
Yes, but they're skeletons.
They're skeleton reindeers. Now, what does Sally do to try? Because Sally knows that something's wrong. Something's going to happen, right? So what does she do to try and stop him?
She puts fog juice in that fountain.
Fog juice. I wish I had fog juice because that'd be kind of cool. You know what I would do whenever before Liam gets up to go to school? I would put fog juice into the toilet. And then when he'd go in there to go potty in the morning, fog would just go everywhere. He'd be like, I can't see. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Fog juice. Let's see. Trying for some more trivia here. Well, this is the first stop-action animated film to be rated PG. Do you know that? Well, you probably don't know. Do you know what stop-action is?
I think it's like where you have to stop.
Kind of. Well, they have cartoons. You know what cartoons are like.
Yeah.
Stop-action is like when they take an action figure kind of deal, and they move them a little bit, then they take a picture, then they move them a little bit, picture.
I know. It's like, well, you have a little figure, move a tiny bit, take a picture, move it more.
That's what I just said. Are you copying me?
No, I just forgot. I knew about it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's see here. The original poem written by Tim Burton, the only characters that existed was Jack, Zero, and Santa. All the other characters were made up for the movies. Although he describes some of the presents which were given out, including, in some of the cases, the names of the children. So that's interesting. The first story that Tim Burton wrote about this, it only had three characters in it. It didn't have everybody else. There was no vampires. There was no Dr. Finkelstein. There was no Sally.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. You know what? You should be Sally for Halloween next year.
I don't know.
I think you should.
I mean, this year I was a pumpkin.
Yeah, I think you should be Sally next year. We'll work on that, okay?
Okay.
And now at one point, Tim Burton did also consider making this a TV special as opposed to a movie. But I'm kind of happy that he made it into a movie instead, right?
Yeah.
Right? Seriously though? What about some of these toys that Jack Skellington was giving away? To all the kids.
I mean, they were more scary than Christmassy.
Yeah, well, that's what Jack does, though, right? Because he's the Halloween king, right?
Yeah, but...
So he wants to do Christmas, but he doesn't really know what Christmas is like. All he knows is Halloween. It's scary, spooky stuff, right? So when he tries to go out and do Christmas, he does his own little scary Halloween spin on it, right?
Yeah, it's more like, I don't know.
Does it turn out very well?
No, not at all.
Yeah, what do they? Everybody starts calling the police and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to Jack?
Jack, the sleigh explodes.
Because why? How?
Because Did they call the
army?
Yes, the army went shooting big guns and lights to see him, and psh, kaboom to sleigh.
Yeah, kind of blew him right out of the sky, right? Yep. Now, there's continuity or factual errors. If the moon is full, Only mistakes, that makes nothing, blah, blah. There's a lot of stuff here, but yeah, plot holes. When Jack returns to Halloween Town to set things right, his goal is to return Santa to Christmas Town. Yet he goes straight to Oogie Boogie's house, even though there's no way he could have known that Santa was there because Lock, Shock, and Barrel didn't tell Jack they took Santa there. But he hears him, remember? So these people here put this pothole up. That's not very. It's because when Jack first, he realizes, after they shoot him down, he realizes that he has to go back to Halloween Town. Right, he's got to set Santa free.
Yeah.
Because Santa's the only one that can make it right.
Yeah.
So when he's there, he's telling, but then he hears somebody, he hears people yelling and screaming, right? And that's how he knows that Sally and Santa are down there with Oogie Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And Oogie Boogie's a gambler. Remember, he's always got the dice and he's throwing the dice around.
Oh, yeah, he throws the dice, the snake eyes and other stuff on it.
Jeepers creepers, right?
Yep.
I'm telling you. So, what's your favorite part of the movie, you say?
I forgot.
You forgot?
Yeah.
Your favorite part of the movie. I really like the part where, because they have the, like on all the posters and all the scenes, you see that, like that little mountain that curls around, you know, that Jack walks up on and he's singing with in the moon.
Oh, yeah. And then it just starts uncurling.
So you can walk straight.
Down.
Yeah. I like that scene there.
Yeah,
and I really like the song. I like the music. Danny Elfman is a very, very good singer, very good musician. He's done a lot of music for a lot of Tim Burton movies. He did the music sounds and stuff for Beetlejuice, among other stuff, a whole bunch of stuff, Batman, all kinds of stuff. But you know, he used to be a singer in a band called Oingo Boingo.
That's a real name.
Yeah, and that's from the '80s. You weren't even. I was a kid in the '80s.
Wow, so I wasn't even alive.
No, you were not. Turdbird. Oh my goodness. So after Jack orders Lock, Stock, and Barrel to keep Santa, they immediately run off to who? Boogie Boogie.
Boogie Boogie.
And he specifically tells them
not to bring him to Oogie Boogie.
Do not involve Oogie Boogie. But they do anyway. And didn't at one point here when they went to kidnap, because Jack sends them off to kidnap Santa, and they brought back the Easter Bunny, right?
Totally got it wrong.
Oh my goodness. The Easter Bunny.
Yep.
Did they bring chocolate eggs or anything, you think?
No.
Why not?
The Easter Bunny probably was grabbing chocolate eggs to put bags, and then they just sweep them up.
Oh my goodness. That is ridiculous.
And he dropped the chocolate eggs.
Oh man. So let's see. I'm trying to figure out some more stuff here. The movie, all in all, what did you think about the movie? I mean, is this a movie that you like watching all the time? Because you've seen it a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've probably, even if we count just watching it on Christmas and Halloween, we've watched it at least every year.
Yep.
Every single year. I would say we probably at least, you've seen this movie probably at least 20 times easily.
Yeah. So
very easily. So what do you think? You think you're going to keep watching this movie in the future?
Yeah, it's really good.
I like the songs. The music's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calm down. Calmate. I'm trying to look something up here. It's just
doing anything.
Calmate.
Jeez.
All right. It's like Tim Burton and Danny Elfman experienced some creative differences during this filming. And it's for this reason that Tim Burton chose Howard Shore to write the film score for Ed Wood, which you wouldn't know nothing about. But yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Eh.
Now, there has been debate over whether or not the Shadow in the Moon character seen during this Halloween. This is Halloween. Is the same character as Oogie Boogie, as the bear. Wait, let me start that over. Because this is, of course, it's Oogie Boogie. What are you talking about? There has been debate over whether or not the Shadow in the Moon character seen during This is Halloween, the song, is the same character as Oogie Boogie, as they bear a striking resemblance to one another. However, in Villains Unleashed, Oogie Boogie calls himself the Shadow. The moon at night, confirming the speculation, further emphasized by a similar reference in the 2015 theme park show, Hocus Pocus, Villain Spectacular. Of course, there's other movies with Oogie Boogie in? I didn't know that.
Maybe. I thought it was just this and then like a couple more, like two or three.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge? Did you know that?
No. All I knew was this Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what's good? I'm going to have to be getting those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. There's a hidden Mickey Mouse on the table where Jack is doing his experiments.
Hidden Mickey Mouse?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Okay, so that's just weird because Mickey Mouse is a bright show and, well, in Halloween Town, it's more scary, so I don't get that.
Like, that's, now, see, this is what I was saying earlier. Oogie Boogie's blood red bones are paradise that he first tosses have a Beetlejuice like sandworm in one of them. I told you, Beetlejuice. Man, you don't listen to me.
Oh, wait, wasn't that snake crawling out of the dice?
Yeah. Yeah. Whew. I remember when that one part where Jack and Zero are walking around and Jack's feeling down. He's like, I don't know. He doesn't know what's going on. This is before he discovers the Halloween or the Christmas Town doors, all the different seasons. he takes one of his ribs out and he throws it for Zero to go play fetch.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So I love this movie.
Me too.
This is the reason why when you were such a little itty bitty, I made you sit down and watch it.
What?
That was a long, long time ago. And I love this movie, and I will continue to watch this movie going into the future. Is this a movie that you will, as you get older, you'll keep watching too?
Yeah.
Because you just got a Nightmare Before Christmas stocking, didn't you?
Yes.
And do you know who made that?
Your friend who sells badges?
Marilyn Wynn, that's right, from Get Under My Skin. Check her out, Get Under My Skin on Facebook. Marilyn Wynn, she does some good stuff.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She got me, she made me an Evil Dead stocking.
Yeah.
She made Liam a My Hero Academia stocking. Yeah. She's going to make one for Mama that's all about coffee.
Mom loves coffee.
I just can't think about what to make for Kelvin.
But we should ask him when he gets back.
That's supposed to be a surprise.
You should just tell him what you like.
Maybe, we'll see. Anyway, so we're going to wind this one down a little bit. Yeah. So overall, you know, this movie's not that long of a movie, right?
Not really.
It's over an hour long. So hour 19, I think it was. So
it's really not that long at all, though.
Yeah, it's not that long of a movie at all. So when we go back to like the very beginning of the movie, you know, I'm guessing it's shortly after Halloween. Because everybody's all, you know, with Jack. Everybody's like, "Oh, Jack, you're the best. You're the best. You're awesome, right?"
Yeah.
But Jack's kind of like, "Yeah, yeah, okay, thanks, thanks." Whew. Right. That's when he starts kind of getting kind of.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what else do you have to say about the movie?
Well, you can really tell he's tired and bored of it. It's where there's a slur part where he passes by this band where they sing, and he's like, "Hey, thanks," just like last Halloween and Halloween after that and that, you know?
Yeah, I know. There's not really much more to say about the movie.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, we pretty much covered
everything.
All in all, what it really is, it's a tale of somebody that is kind of bored with their life.
Yeah.
And ends up trying to do something different, but
doesn't work out.
When he tries to do something different, he almost ruins other people's lives.
Yep.
And in the end, he finds out that all he needed was love.
Yeah.
Because who loved him the whole time?
Sally.
Sally loved him the whole time, right?
Yep.
At the very end, we left out this one, the most important part at the very end.
What part?
What did Santa flew back over Halloween Town and gave Jack a gift, a Halloween gift for Christmas?
It was some snow.
A lot of snow.
A lot. Even he gave him some coolness, so if there was like any ponds, it froze up.
Yeah, and the witches were ice skating on the ponds.
Yeah.
They were playing hockey with pumpkins.
Yeah, they were like,
that was funny.
Yeah.
And some of them, were making snow angels. Oh, man, it was
yeah. Cool.
And at the very end, that's what Sally goes up on that same little mountain peak in the cemetery, I think it was. And she,
yeah, it was the cemetery.
She's sad. Because she wants Jack. She loves Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jack realizes, and he goes to her, right?
Yep.
And that's the end. It was a very happy ending, right?
Yeah.
Very, very happy ending. I love this movie. I can't say it enough. I really like that movie a lot.
I really love it. I think I'll keep watching it even when I'm a grown up.
Really?
Yeah.
When you have kids, are you going to have your kids watch it too?
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. High five. That's it. Anything you have to say before we go?
Not really. Just that if you haven't watched it yet, you have to watch it.
Because it's a spectacular movie, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. That is the introduction to Christmas Horror. Starting off a little bit light. It's a kid-friendly episode.
Mm-hmm.
with So-So. Until next time, So-So. Love, peace, and...
and chicken grease.
Chicken grease, baby.
Thanks for hanging out with Big D and me and listening to him while he dove into this cinematic masterpiece. Y'all have a happy holiday, and until next time, sleep well.
Later, Tanner.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.